Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is February 2023. Welcome to today's broadcast, or night's broadcast, and we are so glad to have our guest on tonight. He was with us this past Saturday in Bible study as our guest at the 1 o'clock hour. His name is John Mueller. We're going to talk to him in a minute and let him share the information shared Saturday, because a lot of y'all don't get to watch us on our Bible studies. And I'm going to tell you this before we get started. If you do not receive our DVDs of the month, so you'll see this, so you'll have this particular teaching at our Bible study, I would urge you to order this DVD of John Mueller this past Saturday. Or you can get it on CD tonight if you like. But we'll get them out to you either way you want them. For $12.50 a piece, you just let us know. That pays postage and handling for us. We want you to have this, because this Saturday's church services with the guest we had, John, was probably one of the most powerful ones we have ever had. And folks, I've been doing radio 30 years next month, and the points he brought out this past Saturday were phenomenal, heart-wrenching. It makes you angry, but it is what it is. So if you want a copy of that on this past Saturday, if you want to watch it on DVD, you can. We get to you in CD also, but tonight's broadcast will be available also. If we'll go to him, though, I have a prayer request tonight. Everyone listening to this program has heard Gary call from Arizona. Fantastic brother in Christ. I'm so honored to know him. Well, his wife found out has cancer, hip cancer. Donna is her name. Her name is Donna. Powerful woman of the Lord. Fine Christian lady. Please keep Donna in your prayers tonight, folks. Your prayer warriors, take her before the throne of grace. And ask our Father, according to His great power and will, to heal her body. Let her be with Gary a little longer in this battle on earth, because they've been faithful warriors for the unborn for many, many years. I want y'all to please keep down your prayers, okay? I will tell you, you remember Mike from Uganda, the gentleman who has 29 orphans he's took off the streets and trying to raise in Uganda. We did get some funds out to him in time to get his rent paid. He almost lost his rented place. And folks, this place is not a place you and I want to live. It's a more or less a hut, a building without any windows or anything in it. But it's a roof over their heads. They hadn't eaten anything, you remember, when he's on the program for 3 days. Well, we got the money to him in time to get his rent paid. And he emailed me the copy of the receipt to prove that he's real. And he just emailed me today and asked if he had more funds in a way. And we did send him out. Well, hopefully not Friday, but the banks were closed today. $1,100 more we sent out to him, because you folks helped us do this. $1,100, he said, we'll feed and pay their rent for 1 month. Now, folks, I'm pledging $50 a month to Mike. I wish I could do $500 a month, but I can't. If you want to pledge $50 a month to him, and you can do it online, or you want to do it through us, it's your choice, you let me know. If you want to do it online, let me know. I'll get you information on how you can do this online. Every month, send $50. If only 20 of us would send $50, folks, that'd be an amazing hit for them. That would be amazing. That would pay their rent and expenses for 1 month, about $1,200 a month pays their expenses. I pledge $50 a month personally. If I can get about 20 more of y'all, 25 of y'all to join me in that, we could take over his burden of trying to feed those children. 29 children, folks, from ages 7 months to 14 years old. In his email, he said that he hauled water to earn money. The wells went dry. So they are desperate. We're going to keep raising funds for them. If you want to help us, please do so. And I hate to even say this, but if you help us pay our bills here too, we'd appreciate it. We're getting mighty low ourselves. Things are getting tough, folks. Financially, people are struggling. And I know that. I know that. I do know that for sure. So anyway, if you want to help Mike, you give us a call. We'll tell you how to get it paid online. Or if you want to send it to us, we'll do it ourselves through our ministry. We put it in an account and we ship it. We send it to him online. So we want to help Mike all we can, but thanks for your help. His rent's paid. Funds are on the way to pay for their food for this month. So praise God for people like you out there that really care. Thank you so much. Now, back to our guest. I'm going to talk to John Euler. John Euler is a professional. What he does, I'm going to let him give you a little bit of bio. I'll tell you what he's done, what he does do, and share with you some things that we really need to understand. Unfortunately, most Christians, including myself, have been naive, ignorant of the truth. And unfortunately, many Christians are so soft and womanish, I'm talking about the men now, the feminine, that they don't want to punish the perversion as the Bible prescribes it to be done. And therefore, it spreads everywhere, and the victims think it's their fault because no one's been punished what they've done to them. Now, these are facts. And, John, welcome to tonight's program. It's good to have you, and thank you for this past Saturday's interview. That was so powerful. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, which I very much appreciate it.
Well, you certainly did a great job this past week, and it wasn't things anybody wanted to hear. And you don't want to know, you don't even want to know these things yourself, but these are real life situations. But
that's
tell
right.
the That's tell right. the folks who John Euler is.
Well, I'll give you this brief version, but I can tell them where they can go read the longer version, which is my primary website, or one of my couple websites. It would be survivorsupport.net. Again, survivorsupport.net. Under the home tab, drop that down, and you'll see the word about. And so my full bio is there. In brief, I'm a Christian. Once upon a time, I was heading into vocation ministry. Prior to that, I wanted to fly for the Marines, so I guess I'm intense. Lord made a change, and so before I knew it, I was heading into the ministry because the Lord really got a hold of me. So I was trained for the ministry, was at Talbot School of Theology, and started to find myself being more inclined to. I was youth directing for years. And found myself kind of more inclined to do counseling. I was doing counseling and teaching and other things. And so I made a change and went into the counseling field and finished up at Cal State Fullerton out in California, Southern California. And through that, I worked with, after I graduated, worked, this is back in the early 90s, worked in a lot of different settings, a lot of different populations, including inpatient, and that's where I learned about trauma. If you want to learn about the effects of significant pain, work in a psychiatric hospital, and you will see that. And then begin really focusing on, ends up, three populations, though in a way not by choice, although we all have choice, but the first number of years, really the first decade, was focused on sexual abuse survivors. So I'm very specialized and very adept at working with what are called dissociative disorders. So trauma-based disorders that shatter the mind, shatter the soul, and compartmentalize, that are really segment somebody's personality. It's a very real phenomenon, and I had never been taught about that in seminary or in church, but it's very, very real. I then transitioned to working with kids in the system that was still well out in Southern California. So in the foster care system, multiple placement failure kids, meaning they blow out of lesser levels of care, and eventually they wind up in a group home or what's called residential treatment. Worked with those kids, the most severe of kids, and then meaning step up or step down from psych hospitals, so a lot of self-injurious behaviors and just real acting out kind of things. And then I made a transition, went out to Pennsylvania and headed up a Department of Children and Family Services, or Department of Children or Family Services, everything from CPS to foster care. So I was the director for a year and then opened up my own adolescent teen group home for teen girls. And then after a couple of years, the Department of Corrections in Pennsylvania came knocking, but in a legitimate way. They were somebody who knew somebody, knew the chief psychologist. He came trying to get me to work for them. I was not interested, but he was persuasive. And so I was recruited by the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections to start what would be the nation's first intensive treatment program for really the worst of the worst inmates in long-term solitary confinement. And through that, I hold a record. I hold the record for clinical contact hours logged in a long-term solitary confinement environment, long-term solitary. I hold that record longer than any prison psych staff in the U.S. or Canada. So the Hannibal Lecters and pillagers and plunderers and guys that don't play nice in prison, they were my clients. We actually did have a cannibal on site. We had men that had hacked up body parts, men that had committed heinous acts. They were my client load. Mm-hmm. From there, I oversaw treatment in a 65-bed specialized forensic treatment unit for sexually violent predators. I then was part of a small group that was hand-selected to be trained by Dr. Robert Hare, who authored the PCLR, the Hare Psychopathy Checklist. That is the gold standard of forensic assessments for purposes of court determination to determine whether or not somebody is a psychopath, and there are two kinds, bloody psychopath and white-collar psychopath. For purposes, really, of either keeping somebody in prison, quite frankly, in my job responsibility, that was the primary focus. Then I also ran high and low intensity sex offender treatment, ran a number of other kinds of groups in prison, was also the point person for dual diagnosis or drug and alcohol, the psychology component of that. I also oversaw the mental health unit in the prison, so I have dealt with the criminally insane. That was not part of my training, by the way, in grad school. And then after 11 years, decided it was probably time. I was beyond retirement in the prison system, so I retired and started a training program. And that is still up and running. That is a website that do trainings. It's called churchprotect.org, churchprotect.org. That has a lot of my clinical information on there. I have not published yet. I will get there, meaning I'm going to carve out the time, hopefully, within a year. But that has a lot of information on there as far as what I found to be urban legends or myths about sexual predators, and then what are the truths about sexual predators. And I go one better as far as peer-reviewed. I have on there actual emails I received from the highest level of the Department of Corrections and the administration. I call it professional peer-reviewed. So if you want to see what people thought about my work, it's right there. Pretty gutsy to put emails on that. And so from there, decided to, after we were doing training for a while, because my greatest concern are predators in churches. The most sophisticated of sexual predators, of all venues, of all settings, they will specifically target churches. That is their favorite hunting ground. And when I was in the ministry, I did not know that. When I was at Talbot School of Theology, nobody said that.
And well, I want to ask you a question. John, I'd like to ask you a question. Are you invited to speak at many churches?
No. Right? They don't want to open up a can of worms because there's a very close parallel which I know I mentioned this on Saturday, but there's a very close parallel as far as family dynamics, meaning not healthy dynamics, to end up perpetrating upon a child. And the majority of kids are molested, are abused by people they know and who have regular access to them. Okay, that means probably a family member.
Well, now,
or someone close to them.
How prevalent, I know you can't give an exact number, but how prevalent are child molesters in churches? I mean, pastors, deacons, church members, whatever. How prevalent are they in churches, would you say?
I think it's safe to say every church has one.
Every church has one, I guess.
Absolutely.
Church,
I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, my. And that's the church of any size or just larger denominations?
I think if you have more than two people, no, I'm kidding, probably, gosh, at least 50. Because the reality is this. You know, we all think, and I assumed, that when we think of child molesters, what typically goes through our mind? Well, it's the guy that in a trench coat. It's the creepy guy. It's the guy that's trolling the park. It's the snatch and grab kind of person. That is actually the vast minority, though I'm not minimizing the damage, of course, right? The Amber Alert kind of things. We all understand that. But the majority of child molesters, the majority of pedophiles, if they're sophisticated, if they're not, they're found out pretty easily. But the ones that I'm most concerned about in churches, they are by nature psychopathic, which means they have no conscience and therefore no empathy. They don't care about the harm and they have no remorse. They're not sorry.
Now folks, I want to add this. Well, what that means is they have no conscience. They're reprobate. That's Romans chapter 1. They're reprobate. Reprobate. But now, we got a lot to talk about, so bear with me. Ask a few questions here. How do you spot one in church?
Yeah, there you go. Right, because what I was going to add is, here's something that people need to understand. First of all, you got two different kinds of psychopaths, and Pastor, you're 100% correct that this is the reprobate mind. It's become inverted. It's completely different, and there's no going back. If somebody wants to look at what the reprobate mind is, modern science has coined a term called psychopathy, psychopath, and they have scanned the brains of psychopaths. And so there is no question now that the psychopathic brain is different in terms of the way it processes things, and there's no going back. Biblically, we would say they are given over. Now, for those of us with a conscience, that would be very disconcerting, but for a psychopath, it's not, because there's a lot of freedom if you can get rid of your conscience. It's a very strange phenomenon. But it is true, and therefore they actually sleep well at night. For the most sophisticated of predators, the more somebody morphs into a psychopath, they actually, for the sophisticated ones, they actually begin to look more normal. Mm. That's why they go into positions of authority, trust, respect. They go into politics. They go into finance. They go into psychology. They go into law enforcement. They go into the ministry. Peter warned of a more mild level of psychopath, of a predator, of a reprobate mind, in 2 Peter chapter 2. Read 2 Peter chapter 2, and you're going to read about a sexual predator. He's helping himself to the cash and to the women, but he's not even as bad as a child predator. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how bad child predators are. I would have actually entrusted Judas to babysit my kids. I wouldn't entrust him with my bank account. He was helping himself to the cash, so I wouldn't give him my credit card. But I don't believe Judas would have harmed a child, but he's the only person we read of in Scripture that was ever Satan-possessed twice, no less, but I don't think he would have harmed a child. Let that sink in.
Wow. So air is going to go out by so fast. And, folks, we'll get a few phone calls the next half hour if you have any questions. So you and I discussed this past Saturday. We've been on this road to pedophilia for a long time. And almost, right. I started on radio back in March 1993, so this March makes 30 years for me. And sometime in the 90s, 95 in that area, I started discussing on a local radio station about how this sexual perversion that we're starting to tolerate, they call them gays, and of course the word gay doesn't mean homosexual, sodomite, it means happy. According to the 1820 dictionary, it means a happy person, a content person. So these people are not gays, they're perverts. But I started discussing the fact that if we keep tolerating this, it's going to change to the point where two homosexuals can get married, and it has happened. They can adopt children, and now that's happening. And soon that child sex will be legal, and bestiality is next in line. Now, how close, in your opinion, and we're watching everywhere now, I've been talked about, how close, in your opinion, are we to having pedophilia, child sex, and adult sex relations being normalized?
And legalized. 2023. Yeah, this year.
Now I want to make this clear. You think we'll have laws legalizing pedophilia this year?
They will try. Look at what's happening in California. They're already reducing the age of consent. You now have in California.
To what? Well, what's age of consent now in California that you want to do?
Well,
what is it
in California, if you have a 15, but borderline 14. Okay, think about the age of a 14 or 15-year-old. You're talking potentially grade 8 or middle school or the beginning of high school. Okay. If he is found to be having, quote-unquote, consensual sex, now that's an interesting thing because pedophiles, predators always toy with language, just like cult leaders. So consensual, remember that, because as I currently do, I guess I should also mention I'm a certified trauma professional and I'm currently doing sex offender treatment. I'm a certified sex offender treatment provider, and I'm ready to start my fourth group. I've got close to 45 men that I oversee in treatment on a weekly basis, and I have a full-time regular caseload through teletherapy. So I'm very much involved in this as far as understanding the mind of it.
Wow.
They are interested in pushing this because deviance drives them to do so, and they've used the trans movement as a backdoor, as a Trojan horse into the destigmatization, and it goes in that order. It's a very tactical thing. We need to understand Satan's tactics. Okay, so predators are given over. They're saturated in porn. The issue, by the way, everybody needs to understand this, because if you start to speak to these issues, all hell is going to descend upon you. So we have to understand how predators and their apologists think, because they are in positions of authority, including on school boards. And so when you begin to push back, to push boundaries back out, and the way to catch a psychopath's mind, again, you have bloody psychopath and white-collar psychopath, the way to catch his interest, meaning he will then start to target you, if you attempt to deny a psychopath what he wants, he's going to war.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, yes. Okay, not literally, meaning he will target you. And he will make you pay for daring, for having the temerity to set limits. So, for instance, if a predator gets on thinking strategically, if you want to groom the greatest amount of kids in the most efficient and effective manner, what are you going to do? You're going to introduce sexually deviant grooming material into schools.
And boy, they're doing that fast. I've got more questions. I mean, I know I'm bugging you asking questions, but these are coming to my mind, and I want to ask them because I know people are probably thinking the same thing. Parents take their children to drag shows. They actually take their children to drag shows. Are these parents that naive or perverted themselves?
Probably one or both. Or so agenda-driven, they've drunk the Kool-Aid. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention what the other age of consent out in California, because it's now, you know, Nancy Pelosi, her nephew is the governor of California.
Right. Right.
But people need to let that sink in. So in California, I'm originally from California. So, you know, how do you take a state like California that was In the 80s, they called it Reagan country, extremely conservative, and now look at this thing. It was a strategy. Well, every social experiment, and not just experiment, but predatory tactic, in order to eventually get their hands on kids, is done in California. Then it moves across the country. So their bill that they passed by a very deviant homosexual guy that dresses in bondage and marches in the gay pride parades with leather, Scott Weiner, interesting last name, what he introduced in the past, and Gavin Newsom signed it, is that if a 14, 15-year-old is found, and you notice they always focus on the age of the kid, if a 24-year-old male, quote-unquote, has consensual sex, you know, we call that molestation. So think about an age 24. You're out of college by that time.
Oh, yes.
And you're going after a kid who's a freshman or in ninth grade or eighth grade. That age gap, if he's busted, he can do a plea deal to where he's not going to be having sex charges. It'll be like simple assault, but he doesn't have to register as a sex offender. That's the beginning. It's this incremental approach. What also is being floated, and people need to be aware of this term, this is a pedophile planned term, bodily autonomy. You start listening for that term, and what that means is hands off the kid gets to make his or her own decision when it comes to her, his or her own body. Okay, COVID, the lockdown, allowed them to start to introduce that term. Under the guise of if parents didn't want to immunize a child, well, because they had to, the kid has to take care of him or herself and watch out for their own health. And if they want to get immunized, the child needs to be able to have bodily autonomy, and therefore they don't need parental consent. The Planned Parenthood loves that term because the kid then can go into the abortion clinic and either get an abortion or now. Puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones.
Well, and to be taken even further,
sterilize a kid.
If that argument would hold water, then why can't a woman or a man be a prostitute legally? Why can't they do drugs legally? Because it's her body. It's the same argument.
Well, that's right. Well, they're pushing. The pushers of the trans deception, and I'll give you my new website about this, but the pushers of the trans deception are telling kids that it is a legitimate option to think of prostitution as a type of work. As a matter of fact, some of them are saying, you know what?
Yes.
That's right. If you want top surgery is not anything other than a double mastectomy for a teen, or bottom surgery, you're either going to have a complete oophorectomy, hysterectomy, and removing everything, or you're going to drill a fake, you're going to castrate a boy, and you're going to drill a hole inside him that he has to keep open.
All right, so we have to go to the break. Hey, hang on to the break, John. Don't lose that thought. Hang on to the break. Folks, phone lines open next half hour. 844-769-2944. You know, I hate to say that, but we told you all so years ago this is going to happen, and here it is. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your soul and chill. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here. We're talking to John Euler. And you'll be sure right now his websites. Don't miss those. You might want to look them up and you get a chance. And again, this program tonight and the one this past Saturday, if you want a DVD of it, is phenomenal. Everyone should have a copy of it and make copies for their friends and family. And I'm saying this before God in His glory, not to brag on me at all. Please don't ever think I'm bragging on Butch Paul. I'm a hillbilly. It's all I am. I'm just a mere mortal. And sometimes probably one of the worst servants of Christ. But I want to say this before God for His glory, as a witness to Him, that I started covering these issues on the radio. I on the radio kind of like a normal pastor, teaching Bible and saying things, which I still do. But I was just like a regular pastor, and the Lord started leading me in different directions. He started leading me to cover what's happening in the world and take it in the Scripture and tie it in the Scripture. As you all know, I take the Word of God and tie it in the Scripture and show prophecy, so to speak, in the sense it's being fulfilled as we live. And for a long time, I thought, no, nobody's listening. Nobody cares. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm on the wrong track. But John really helped me validate this past week, that I'm doing the right thing, because people that are Christians, especially Christians should know the wiles of Satan and be wise to his deceit. But unfortunately, most churches have no idea, and I'm saying this very, very kindly, they just don't give a hoot. They don't care enough to get involved because it rocks their boat. They're waiting for the rapture. They're not worried about it. This let it go. Folks, our duty as believers, as true born-again believers in Christ, I hate to use the word Christian, true born-again believers in Christ, is to oppose evil, stand against evil, and reveal evil, no matter what the cost and who we think it may hurt. And I'll say this and get back to your guest. Every time we turn a murderer, a rapist, a kidnapper loose again out on society, we had committed a sin equal to that murder or rape or kidnapping. If we allow them to go free, we're as guilty as they are for the next victim. And the victims that were hurt by these people consider their lives not very important because we turn these people loose in society again. So they must have something in it too because they attacked them and nobody did much about it. That's what we're seeing today. And the church are doing what? I don't know. I don't go to regular churches because I'd be kicked out if I did. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I'm angry about this. I'm angry at the pastors out there that many of y'all probably attend never, ever bring these topics up. Never. Never. Because I'm saying this out of pure love, but I'm saying up straight up and down, they're cowards. They're either totally ignorant and the God of this world's got them blinded, or they're cowards. Or maybe both. I don't know. But I for one, John, cannot shut up about this because this is too important. We saw the sexual movement start big time in the 60s. I know it started before then, but big time in the 60s. I lived through the 60s. I know what it was like. You long hair on the men and unisex clothing, and next thing you know. And by the way, Deuteronomy 22:5, folks, the Lord God says, abomination from man dressed like a woman, woman dressed like a man. And now you can't tell them apart. Literally, John, I've seen people in the gym where I work out. I'm not sure what they are. I don't know. Now, but we're going to take phone calls up, folks, in about 5 minutes. But, John, you go ahead and wrap up your thought on this. Now, we are seeing this trans movement. Thank God some people are starting to fight back. Some states are starting to fight back. And, of course, now you and I are called terrorists. We're called terrorists and right-wing extremists. That's who we are. And now the perverts are going to get Antifa, armed Antifa, to guard them while they do the perversion. Now, this is where we're headed. And, folks, this box has been opened. We will never get it closed again on this earth. Until Christ returns, this is going to get worse. But that does not give you an excuse not to stand up and tell the truth. That's your duty to do this. No matter what the cost, that's your duty. Our Christ, our Savior, paid for us on the cross of Calvary with his life. Surely we can dedicate ours to him and for the benefit of children who are being perverted in this stuff. And get your children out of public hell holes they call schools, because that's the greatest grooming facility in the nation today. Now, John, is that a fair statement?
That is 100% accurate.
Sad to say, but it is. It is. Go ahead, John. I'll let you talk. Well, I don't want to get started preaching. I'll get carried away.
I really want to encourage parents. I'm going to shift for a second, talk about the trans movement, but then again, thinking about pedophilia, because really the trans movement is the perfect, and it is strategic. It's being strategically used by pedophiles to further their agenda. And there's no more effective means that has ever been designed and devised by pedophiles than the trans movement, and I'll explain why. But first, let me give you a new website. It's a new website that myself and my producer and announcer, Brad Wilder, have put together. It's going to become what I believe is going to be the preeminent site to help educate parents on all aspects of the trans movement. And so here's the site, because the site is dedicated to unmasking the trans movement. So the site is unmaskingthetransmovement.com. So if you want to find out what's behind the trans movement, we have to unmask it. So we are unmaskingthetransmovement.com. There's a growing repository now of programs. We're about 2 weeks old, but trust me, the information you're going to get even in those 2 weeks will awaken you. It will equip you to protect your kids and take back your schools and to take back your communities, because if we are not salt and light, we're not good for anything other than to be thrown out and trodden. We're not going to be taken seriously. And the world, right, it's even worse. There is an active threat. This is an active threat. What I tell people is this. What I call the trans deception is the greatest, and I'm going to choose my words very, very carefully. Okay? I've been doing therapy for 30 years. I've been working with kids in the system, survivors and predators. So I want people to understand the trans movement, first of all, is man-made. It doesn't exist. Now, people say, well, how can you say, oh, it exists in the sense that it's a real issue now, but the premise is man-made. It is concocted. It is fake. It is false. But we've become so scripted that if you ask people about trans, they won't blink an eye. As a matter of fact, they'll even use the term. There's no such thing as trans. We have been manipulated. I can tell people definitively, and if anybody is listening to the sound of my voice and wants to debate me on live TV anywhere, anytime, at your expense, or come on my program. I have a program live 8 to 9 p.m. You know, we'll compromise. You come on my program on TECN.TV, the leader in Internet TV, Friday night, Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 9, on Journey to Healing, and we'll have that live debate. But this would be worth promoting. So if anybody wants to debate me about the legitimacy of the trans movement, bring it on.
All right.
Now, the trans movement did not exist, zero de nada, prior to the year 2005. Oh, but what about intersex? That's 0.000 whatever. In 30 years, you know, and I've worked in all sorts of settings, myself and my colleagues. Do you know how many intersex kids that we came across? Zero. Okay. It doesn't, it's infinitesimal. Well, what about this trans? This is contrived. So if you remove, and so here's the basis of it. Okay? If you remove pornography, the influence of pornography, and those that are using it to groom, manipulate, exploit, and abuse vulnerable kids, the trans movement would dry up and blow away back to the numbers we saw in 2005, which is zero. The trans movement got underway through careful marketing, and I have a video called Understanding the Trans Movement, and I have a chart that clearly lays this out in a number of different ways. There are very dark special interests that I say are feeding off the carcasses of our kids that are pushing this thing along. This movement is worldwide, a multi-trillion dollar industry. And it's growing. Why? Because there is money to be made off the carcasses of our kids. Okay? People need to understand this, that it wasn't until 2013, and I have charts on this, and if you watch my videos, go to my YouTube channel, which is John, J-O-N, John K. Euler, LPC. Spend time on my YouTube channel. I've got it all listed out there. And also go on to unmaskingthetransmovement.com. We have some of my videos on there, extra videos. You will see what this is all about. But this is all about gaining hands-on access to the private spaces. Now, think about what that is. Showers, locker rooms, toilets, changing rooms. Okay. This is the best method ever designed by financial and sexual predators to gain access to the private spaces and private parts of women and children for profit and prey. And it's just getting underway. If parents do not take this seriously, the vast majority of parents are going to lose their child in one way or another. If your child has come home and started to use these terms, you had better be very concerned because they're already being groomed, meaning mentally and emotionally manipulated. We used to call it brainwashing. If you've heard out of the mouth of your child one of these terms, you'd better be careful and you'd better get involved now because somebody at school is targeting your child, some adult, an agenda-driven adult or a predatorial adult. Okay, if you've heard them say non-binary or discussing pronouns, you're already starting to lose your child. How do I know? I hear from parents every day. And by the time your child announces that they are renouncing their dead name, need to know what that is, that they are no longer identifying as their natal sex, you're going to lose your kid. Why? Because there are adept manipulators who are sexually deviant or have profit motive that are actively, they have made their way into schools and on school boards to profit and prey upon your kids, and they are hell-bent, and they're in 20, if you have a 20th speed bike, they're in 20th gear now. And parents need to understand that, and that's why most of us, at least in North America, or at least in the U.S., we've seen school boards, you know, people are starting to awaken. So CRT was the first push, and then all of a sudden you have this trans thing. If you remember the Summer of Love, we're seeing, you know, last year, we're seeing cities burn, we're seeing Portland and Seattle in flames. Well, if anybody remembers, it started out over what? Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, that's been exposed to be a grand scheme. But I watched something about week number four of, you had the riots that started, George Floyd. Within 3 to 4 weeks, I mean, you have massive demonstrations. You think those were spontaneous?
No.
Okay. And the largest riots, by the way, happened in cities with the largest transgender medical clinics. Interesting. But all of a sudden, we saw these placards, these signs right next to BLM, Trans Lives Matter. Where did that come from? It was planned. What I tell people is this, there's no such thing as trans. There is, for instance, a trans kid. There's no such thing as a trans kid. I'll tell you what there is. There's a confused kid who's been manipulated, who's now gender confused because somebody has been grooming, meaning working them, crossing their boundaries and dumbing down the kid's intuition, and they're sexually grooming this child. How many detransitioners have I heard? And I've got a number on video, on some of my videos on the YouTube channel, where it's very common to hear these kids, once they awaken from the cult-like stupor, after they've had their breast chopped off at $40,000 per surgery, these vile, greedy, Nazi-like doctors who are buying yachts, wealthy, you know, they're wealthy beyond belief now because they're more than happy to facilitate a mentally ill child or teenager or young adult who typically shows the 9 red flag key clinical indicators of sexual abuse. And the 4 populations, by the way, make up about 80% of the trans movement. The other 20 are facilitating this ruse for profit or prey. But the 80% will either have a background of being sexually abused, they're on the autism spectrum, they're being manipulated by social media, we call that social contagion, or somebody in their life is grooming them with porn. It's active.
Wow.
And if parents do not understand this, you're going to lose your kid. I guarantee it. And then you come crying to me or pick up the phone. Oh, my gosh. By the time a parent calls me, the kid's already in the cult.
That will
drive a wedge between you and your kid. And by that time, you're the enemy. You're trans. But why do you hate trans people? And by the way, I don't hate anybody. I'm not anti-anything. I am pro-child protection, and you need to be as well. Do not lower the bar on child protection. You need to raise it. What happens with the trans movement and these stupid gender therapists, which is not a thing, it's a contrived term, is this. They are mandated reporters, yet they have taken their training in being able to ascertain and discern symptoms of child abuse, and they've reframed all of those clinical indicators. They've reframed it in terms of gender confusion, and they'll write a script, and off the kid goes to get sterilized and then amputated.
And folks, again, I'm telling you that the public schools are a grooming ground beyond belief. Now, we don't have time to get into the details tonight, but I mean, we're talking about CPS. Many of them are involved in this, from the judges right down to the workers. We're seeing this is a large industry. And child trafficking, folks, is the third biggest moneymaker in this country. And I'm telling the truth of it. Search out for yourself. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Got about a minute. Come on in, sir.
I'll try to go fast. You know, this is like a two-phase question. One, does this gentleman, and by the way, thanks for taking my call and thanks for letting me talk to him.
Oh, you're welcome.
Does drugs and alcohol have anything to do with altering a person's personality to the point where they can become a child molester? That's part one. Part two is, why is it the FBI has dropped the ball on watching over this society like it once did in order to stop these cults? And I hope you can expand on that somewhat.
Right.
That's the basis of that question. Thanks for letting me talk, and I'll take your answer off the air.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gene. Okay. Drugs and alcohol, how prevalent are they into making this work?
And Gene, thank you for your good question. In brief, and I'll be fast about this, but again, not to be brief, but take additional questions. Drugs and alcohol will not turn somebody into a child molester. You have two things, either child on child early on, and that person goes on while they're young, and they're eventually going to be busted because they are the reactive kind. Those are the kind that nobody is surprised when that 20-year-old is found out. So they'll have a history, they'll have a paper trail in dealing with social services and juvenile justice. If you want to really study the effects of child molestation as far as on an adult that has broken the law, you're not going to go to the sex offender unit, you're going to go to the drug and alcohol unit, because survivors become protective, not exploited. A sophisticated pedophile, the kind that everybody is surprised when we find out, that person was not molested, because you aren't molested and then give the appearance of being normal. Drugs and alcohol lowers inhibitions. How many sex offenders make the case that they were depressed and if it weren't for the alcohol? Virtually 99%. So, no, probably 90% of the guys. So drugs and alcohol do not create or do not facilitate child molestation. Deviance does, a deviant heart, fueled okay. by pornography. 100%, in this day and age, 100% of all sexual predators, whether adult victims or child victims, the person that's perping, 100% will be deeply steeped in pornography prior to offending, and 100% of child offenders, 100% without exception, will be busted with child rape porn and dissemination, distribution, to passing it along, and they will also be busted with bestiality. A man enters into and consumes, meaning consumes material, consumes bestiality porn prior to child porn, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And the,
wow.
The child molesters, the pedophiles, yes. do not want the public to know it. That's why you need to be also concerned about furries, which are men, which are adults dressing up in animal-like costumes like mascots or Disneyland.
Oh, yes.
That's the most dangerous and sexually deviant group. Do not have kids in there, and they hate it when I say it, which should show you that they want this covered up.
Okay.
I learned about furries from a heinous pedophile in prison. They cover 100% of their identity, yet parents will hand it over to them. Now, the FBI, good question. I don't, you know, where's the list of Epstein, of the people that went to Epstein Island? Why don't we see Ghislaine Maxwell's doing prison time? Why isn't anybody else? The FBI is covering this up.
I agree. I hate to cut you off, John. Got to get a couple more calls really quickly. But, folks, I'm telling you right now, there are children now in school that want a cat litter box for the bathroom. And that's how bad it's gotten. And I'm serious. All right, Mick in Mexico. Right. Mick, you got about 1 minute. Hurry up and get your question, sir.
Okay, now then, who started this up? Okay, let's start one thing. The U.S. government started paying $5,000 per child to be stolen from the family.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, I knew they got paid a bunch of money. Yeah, I knew that. Yes.
Then the lady who exposed it from South Carolina, her husband killed her, and he committed suicide.
That doesn't surprise me. That's happened many times.
This
people get people suicided a lot.
My cousin did. You know, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
He did an expose on that.
That's I know that's true. Mick, I don't mean to be rude, but I run out of time so fast here. People got the lines lined up. Good point. And, yes, folks, CPS does get paid well sometimes to do this. And please pay attention to that. That's very important. Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, three quick questions. Your name is John, correct? That's folding this?
Yes, right. John, and then Mueller, U-H-L-E-R. Yes.
So where are you located? I mean, what is your last name?
Mueller, U-H-L-E-R.
What's that?
U-H-L-E-R.
U-H, there you go.
Oh, so you're a friend of Butch's. Yeah. You know, it's coming to pass, ladies and gentlemen, John and Butch and other people. Genesis 19, verse 24. We know that verse, right? Right, John and Butch?
Yep.
Where the Lord rained fire and brimstone down in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Absolutely.
Genesis 19:24.
We find that in Peter.
We all know that,
right?
Example.
Okay, hurry up, Dino.
Yeah,
I hate to remember. We got
to
run out of time. Go ahead. Finish your questions.
And one more verse. When I was a kid, because I used to be a mechanic, a little joke for people, it's not funny, but back then a tranny, it was a nickname for a transmission in a car or a vehicle.
True. That's true. That's very true. All right. I hate to jump, Dino, but we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, John, we're out of time. Phone callers, I have to stop the phone call now. We've got 2 minutes left. Tell us very quickly. Remind us of your websites, your main ones, and wrap it up any way you want to. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. I would recommend people go to unmaskingthetransmovement.com, unmaskingthetransmovement.com to learn about all of this. And Survivor Support, there's no space, all scrunched together, survivorsupport.net will give people a good understanding of both survivors and predators. And then there's also churchprotect.org.
And as a pastor, and again, I say this to the glory of God, not to make nothing for me, but have many pastors invited you to even radio with them on their programs? Do you get many calls from pastors at all?
And not too many from pastors.
It is a shame. I mean, they do know this is happening, and I can't imagine being so callous that they don't want to know what's happening and how to prevent it in their own flocks. I just can't imagine that. It's so sad. But John Mueller, I want to thank you for all you're doing, and may I have you on again sometime?
I would be more than happy to.
I tell you what, this is phenomenal. We just scratched the surface, and I'll get you on probably within a month or so to go through this again and get a little deeper if you don't care.
I look forward to it.
All right, my brother. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you in the very near future.
Appreciate it.
All right. Folks, we love you, and I mean that, and we'll see you tomorrow night with a guest, Pastor Chuck Christmar, discussing Ukraine and Russia and prophecy. You won't miss that. Help us if you can, folks. Pay the bills. We'd appreciate that, too. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.